Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to the Social Change Action Network Blog Talk Radio. Each and every one of you, it's a pleasure to have you here with us this evening at our show. And tonight I have some guests with me, Mr. Tim Calloway as well. And you know the title of our show tonight is we're talking about genocide in the streets of San Francisco. Genocide in the streets of Bayview, Hunters Point, California. Pretty heated out here in San Francisco. Before we start the show, I want to say thank you to all my listeners, followers, welcome, family, friends, brothers and sisters, friends, family, foes, everybody. You're all welcome tonight. But what I want you to do is I'm going to open up the chat line, and I'm welcoming you to call tonight. Tonight, what we want to do is look for a solution. We know what the problem is, and the problem seems to be heating up. So we want to talk about the solutions tonight, but I also want you to be able to get some of this off of your chest. If you just want to say something to the public, the listening audience about what you think is going on, feel free to call in tonight. The guest call-in number is 213-769-0910. That's 213-769-0910. If you're enraged, if you know something about it, if you want to share something, feel free to call in. Later this week, I will be scheduling current event shows, and we'll be talking about health topics maybe towards the latter part of the week, and, of course, our Shabbat Shalom show on Saturday morning. Now, getting back to our topic for tonight, genocide in the streets. I want to welcome Mr. Tim Calloway. Mr. Tim Calloway, say hello to the viewing public.
Good evening. Good evening. This is Tim Calloway, born and raised in San Francisco. Never seen what's going on out there. It's terrible. It's terrible. It's ridiculous. today, I saw a cell phone on the ground. So, to all my brothers and sisters out there, you know, greetings from the Calloway family, Dandridge, Morgan, Bolex family, the Reese family. I'm in the Bayview area, you know, grew up here all my life. But it's ridiculous, and we have to start from the home, you know, it's tough. So, nothing but love here. You know, I hope that this young man, we went to school together. We're just trying to make it do what it do. You know, we need to talk about it because, you know, some kids are good, some kids are bad. You never know what you have. So, anyway, I'm going to hand the mic back to Varis, who's a great, great man of God. Okay? Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Calloway. We're just going to get into some dialogue tonight. Of course, you know our goal here at the Social Change Action Network is to not only inform the public about current events so we can equip them, but to also talk about current events like this and take action. And we want to take action. There's a lot of people out there protesting right now. As what happened. What a lot of people don't know that in the last 2 months, there's been 4 police officer shootings here in San Francisco in the Bay Area of unarmed people. We also had another shooting over the weekend of a young man that was involved with the Oscar Grant shooting. He was actually Oscar Grant's friend, and he was assassinated.
Best friend.
Oscar Grant's best friend. He was assassinated at a gas station while sitting in his car. And they have not found the assailant. Now, all of a sudden, there are no cameras in gas stations. Every time I go to a gas station, I see tons of cameras all around. The strange thing is that this young man had just also recently filed a $5 million lawsuit against the city of Oakland, and a civil lawsuit, that is, and he was pretty sure to win that lawsuit. So needless to say, we're quite sure that that was not accidental. He was targeted, and for reasons we don't quite know, but I'm just putting that out there. The title, Genocide in the Streets, actually came from a news report of the way that the people are feeling out here, that they don't really care about them. They don't really care about us. It is definitely focused on the minority population. And one day soon we're going to wake up and realize we're not the minorities. We are the majority. And I think there's a fear running rampant with the police department that, well, I shouldn't say the police department, those that are in control and authority, that the tables are about to turn and something strange is going on in the atmosphere and in this world. And once the people wake up, the tables are going to turn. But right now it's an all-out slaughter against our children, our kids. If they've got their hands in their pockets, a hood on, make a quick move, they're going to be gunned down. What do you think about that, Tim?
Well, I think about it is this. We need to teach our children, you know, from the home. That's the breakdown of the family home. A lot of people don't even, they don't believe it, you know, and people who's younger than me, they don't understand it. They're like, well, what do you mean? How do you teach your children? You know, you teach them love and how to love one another. And then once things start moving along, okay, and then you teach them in the fear of God, you know, I know this is a radio station and all the rest of this and all the rest of that. It's cool. I'm not tripping. You shouldn't trip either. But we know. We already know people. You know, crack wiped our
right.
It wiped our communities out in the 80s.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, late 70s, 80s, and early 90s.
We're talking.
So it was a whole generation that didn't even know nothing about it. And these kids, they know nothing about the respect of respecting their parents, respecting God, respecting, you know, other people. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to sugarcoat it. You know, I could give a rat's tail about it. You know, I mean,
PG version.
Yeah, that's the PG version. I can give a rat's tail about, you know, all this. You know, I did this and I did this. No, you didn't do anything if you didn't raise your children right. And that's what it boils down to. So, Varice, I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, everybody got this little thing, you know, yeah, black power and all the rest of this. They don't even know anything about the black struggle.
Exactly.
And what makes me mad, what makes me really, really mad is that they don't know nothing about Martin Luther King.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They look at his name and it's a street. Right? But there were black people being hung in the 60s. I can remember going to Arkansas in 1968 and being hung and my father running out of gas in the Ozark Mountains. And, you know what I'm saying, he called on, I mean, you know what I'm saying, he had to just pray or whatever, but a man took, it was this white man in a damn rocking chair.
Mm.
And he protected us. Okay, so people, you youngsters, you better listen. You know what I'm saying? And your parents already know, but if they don't know,
so what you're saying is this is nothing new.
It's nothing new.
That's what we know. This has been going
this
on.
This is nothing
since they
new.
Brought the Hebrews
but now,
over here, the Hebrew Israelites, who we are
exactly.
Since
so,
they brought us over here, we've been persecuted.
And now it is filtering. Now it is filtering into the West Coast,
and
where black people had things. Hold on. How the hell you got property? You talking about you claiming damn sets and all the rest of this, and you don't own no property. Your parents don't even own property. Shut it off.
Tell me what you were telling me earlier about the fact that it's the older population in the area of 3rd Street where this happened that are enraged.
Well,
right
yes.
Now.
We are enraged. We are, and I'm enraged.
Young people are scared because they have the...
Hold on. Young people are enraged. I've seen some guys who are older than me. You know what I'm saying? God, I've gotten a good love from them because their parents were homeowners and all the rest of it. You know, how the hell are you going to be a gangbanger and your parents don't even own a damn home? You know what I'm saying? Let alone the damn corner. and you claim a territory. Stop it. Stop, babies. Get the education. Go to school. Get some self-control. You know, because otherwise, hell, Ming Lee and them, their ass got the damn, they got it off around here. I mean, don't mean to cuss. I'm sorry, Reed.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I'm going forward. But the Chinese people have blown up my area. I'm Silver Terrace. Okay? All you guys are Bayview. And if you live in a rented place, you have nothing to say. Your thing is month to month.
We're looking for all callers, so feel free to call in right now at 213-769-0910. Let us know what you think, what you saw, if there's anybody out there listening. We want to express, we know what the problem is.
Oh, yeah.
And we know what the solution is. First of all, we know that the ultimate solution is the Most High God, Yahuwah, and he is on his way with his son, Yahushua HaMashiach, about to open up a can of whoop. And it's getting ready to go down. And the closer we get to that time, there's going to be a lot of tribulation that's going to hit the streets because people are panicking because the power and structure of rule is about to change and go back to the indigenous people who are not the minorities, but those that are empowered. If you've listened to some other shows, my show and other people, you know exactly what I'm in reference to, and you can just go back into some of the files and listen to other people, and you'll know exactly from a spiritual standpoint. But from a social change standpoint, people, we're getting ready to go into some tough times economically, spiritually. These churches are not equipping you to have a real relationship with the Most High God. They're not telling you what to do. People are not telling you how to prepare, how to save up food and water. But I don't promote fear. I don't want you running to Costco and Walmart out of fear, because Most High has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. He's going to move us, cover us, protect us, and come and get us. But we are going to have to go through some things. And we're starting to see the dawn of that now, because there are shootings like what took place in San Francisco going on everywhere. If you only knew what happened in New Orleans when those levees broke, there was a news media blackout that kept you from showing, seeing what they were doing to the looters. They were shooting the looters in the back by the thousands. By the thousands. They weren't floating in the water because they drowned. They were gunned down. And that's what they're not telling you. They're killing our people. This is genocide. They're hoping to kill off the chosen, Israel. It's sad to say that we're living in a day where you might have to protect yourself against those that have been hired to protect you. And I just told the real truth right there.
Oh, yeah.
That now there's nothing you will be able to do all across the country, let alone Bayview Hunters Point, San Francisco, Oakland.
Nothing.
There's nothing you'll be able to do to bridge that gap to get people to trust the authorities.
Mm-hmm.
It's been violated. It's been violated for years. We reestablished it. We breached the gap for a small amount of time after Rodney King. I was down in Los Angeles when that happened. I was eyewitness to the riots. You know, I was right there.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so, yes, but unfortunately, one incident like this will completely destroy all of that, and that's been destroyed.
Well, Reese, if I can say this,
go ahead.
Every young black man out there, young man, go get you some education. Take care of your family, okay? All this other stuff, and do it legally. If you won't do it legally, guess what? You'll be dead in a year or two. I'm telling you now, young man, go get you some education. Learn what's going on around you. And you sisters as well, you know. And you sisters as well. You know, please, please. You know what I'm saying? It takes, you know, spend a little money. I mean, you spend money on, you know, McDonald's and this and that and the other. And I'm sure you heard preachers say that and this and that and the other. But I'm going to keep it real. I'm going to keep it real. You know, I've had enough. I mean, it used to be a time I can come to Bayview and I was well-received. Now I come to Bayview, I'm well-received, yeah, but by people who don't even know me. You understand what I'm saying? And they don't have a problem dusting my little
yourself off. You know, and they don't have a problem dusting you off, you know, unless you just laid in there. So even if you are laid in there, they just, it's ridiculous. So please, my people.
Tell them what you saw at the rally today.
Oh, the rally today? I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's nothing what I'm used to. I mean, hell, growing up in the 60s, and I was part of the first part of busing. I was at the beginning, fourth grade busing to Lawton Elementary School in the Sunset District of San Francisco. Okay? And I'm no better than you, and, you know, my God, you know, and went there and went to Deming High School, Junior High School, then went to Lincoln High School. But come on, people. Come on.
I want you to know no weapon formed against us can prosper. That is, you know, those are spiritual weapons. But, you know, I hate to see what I saw today on the news is that they're trying to demonize this right now,
mm-hmm.
who was shot down because they found out that he was a runaway from Seattle, and he has family here. And they said that they believe he's a suspect in a murder in Seattle.
Yeah, yeah.
And that, so they're doing all they can to demonize and justify shooting a man in the back that ran away from a bus because he didn't pay his fare.
But check this
out. And they're saying that he shot while he was running through his back at the police.
Okay, check this out.
And then we find out that the officer that shot him had been in something prior to that, and I've never seen anybody allow somebody to bleed out on the street and not let anybody help the man bleeding. I thank goodness, thank God I wasn't there because I would have broke through the line. I rallied some people together. There's no way I'm just going to stand by and watch a man die.
Yeah.
And I can't believe that they didn't allow somebody to come through and administer. He was down at that time. And administer some type of medical, just anything to save it will keep the boy from dying. Put some pressure on the wound.
Well, this is what I found out today. I work at SFO. Police in line clowning. Talking about, oh, yeah, by the way, this young Negro guy, and they considered us to be beneath them. And it was a white guy, a Japanese guy, and a Chinese guy.
I thought it was funny.
And it was so funny how the little black boy lost his life.
This tells you why.
Right? Reese, I'm not done. It hurt me so bad. I'm sitting there ear hustling because I went into the cafeteria, employee cafeteria, because I work with a major airline, right? And they're sitting there, and, you know, and the cop came in and was like, oh, they found the gun. And it was a giggle, right? There was no gun. He did not. Find a projectile. If you can find a projectile, everybody ain't stupid. My God. They talking about, oh, here's the gun on the ground, and some guy picked it up. No, I zoomed in on it because I got it like that. Zoomed in on it, it was a damn cell phone. It was not a gun. You people out there, let me tell you something. Please, please, if your kids are perpetrating, stop them. Stop them. I don't care what you own, whatever it is. And, you know, I know the situation. Some situations, I don't know every situation, but please, people, please.
I'm asking everybody at this point to begin to rally together and write letters to your local media. If this had been a kid from another area, part of another denomination or race, the news media would not have allowed for that child to be shown on the streets, struggling like a fish. The young man was screaming for help, wiggling like a fish, blood all around him. And the only thing the news said is that this is going to be graphic. I know that the people cannot show that on the news unless they got approval from the head of that news station. And YouTube takes everything down, every preacher down, everybody preaching truth, they snatched them down, and they kept that up there. They're trying to send a message to the community and to the people. They not only think it's funny, but they want to put fear in your heart, and they want to try and create chaos, and they want us to start a major protest to create a war because they feel the powers that be that are controlled by Satan, that order comes out of chaos. So let's start here with writing letters to all the local news affiliates and everywhere else that think it's just okay to show a black boy that has got shot in the back, dying on the streets, bleeding, crying for help, while there's a perimeter of police officers with their hands on their guns and triggers saying, you better not come in here and try to save him. Now, if they do it again, I bet you it won't happen again because we're going to rally together and prepare ourselves. And if it means that we have to suffer consequences, we'll do that. It's time for us to stand up and wake up. And I'm awake because the Most High is coming back. And trust me, they know that it's not going to go down like that. Yeah, I said that. I'm sorry. I'm upset because I know if that was little Johnny that got shot and was dying on the streets, it would not have been on the news. It would not have shown that. And you know what I'm saying, and I'm not trying to relegate this to just race to infuriate people, but I cannot believe they showed what they showed. I saw that all night in my dreams, that he was crying for help. Nothing he did deserves what he got, and nobody's doing anything about it. Let's come together. Let's write these letters because we know who controls the media.
Yeah, man.
Anyway, thank you.
Well, I think it's covered.
No, thank you. Thank you.
We don't have any callers tonight, but I know those of you that will listen to this show in the archives, send me your comments. You can find me on Facebook at V the Preacher. We got a lot of stuff to cover this week, a lot of stuff coming out. One of our topics is still a slave. We're going to talk about this some of the things going on with the economy and in politics. There's a lot of stuff changing all around us, and we are so asleep, we don't even know what's happening. I found out today that it's against the law if you grow fruits and vegetables in your backyard to give them to somebody.
Oh,
yeah. Or let alone to sell them. And they're now arresting people for feeding the homeless.
No.
It happened in Florida, and it's on its way up here. They are arresting people for feeding the homeless. So if you have a feeding ministry, as we do at the Social Change Action Network, you can be arrested for helping someone. Don't think the Most High is not paying attention. It's about to go down. Look up. Your redemption draws nigh. He's on his way back. The end is very much near. I suggest you keep it holy. Stay close to him, but don't be afraid. Also, we know that we're approaching an election, and that's going to be very serious. We got some things coming our way with that. And I've got something I'm dealing with out here. They're trying to make sure that no kid goes back to school unless they get a vaccination shot. And here's the crazy thing. Insurance companies are no longer insuring you if you've had a vaccination shot.
Sure.
You cannot be insured if you've had a vaccination shot. Okay, so let's make sense of that.
Okay, what happened?
Okay, so people, I need you to wake up, wise up, red pill, blue pill. What's it going to be? This is not an illusion. This is reality. It's your life. Seek the Most High. As I've said before, these churches are not going to save you behind. You're going to have to learn how to save yourself and trust in Him and get some resources and seek some truth. And before I get ready to shut this off, I'm going to say as I always say, because I'm about to go. The only sure, Brother Tim, you got anything you want to say before
I appreciate the time. I appreciate the people. Listen, you got everybody just get in line. Get in line. Wait on God. He's there for you. He's there for you. If you got to press. Do what you got to do. Just do what you got to do. Reese, thank you for the time.
Thanks for coming, Bayview resident and citizen, to be a part of the show and talk with me. You're one of my first guests. And as I said, many people do listen to this show in the archives. And as I want to say, stay tuned. We're going to be bringing the truth to you, and nothing but the truth. We don't have time to play with this or sugarcoat it. And anything you ever hear from anybody, especially a lot of these camps and cults, craziness. Let the Spirit direct you. Stay in your word.
Please.
As we always say here, the only sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it. truth is a journey, not a destination. So when you come to the conversation, be prepared to take up your anchor so that you can sail away into the knowledge and not into destruction.